Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1123. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Rafur Shalema Sarafega Bas Leina Chama. Getting back to our malacha of tzad trapping. Okay, a couple of shiurim ago, we started talking a little bit about bees, in reference to bees, hornets, these type of things. Bees in general, the Mishnah Berurah spoke about, are they considered a minay nitzayd or any minay nitzayd? In other words, is it the type of a creature whereby it's usually trapped or not usually trapped? So we brought down, we saw it was a machloikis. Many major achronim do hold that bees are ena minay nitzayd, but be it as a maid. So now the question is, but we did also talk about, in reference to, again, our Simon Shin Tez Zion, Shin Tez Zion, Sif Zion, and the Mechaber told us that whatever it is, again, situations whereby it's not life-threatening, like a poisonous snake, these type of things, or poisonous, sometimes you have certain insects that attack a poisonous also, and not so much around our areas, but these type of things, Taka, if it's a question of Bekuach Nefesh, right, an endangering, life-threatening situation, of course, the animal could be killed, that's not a question at all. We're talking about in cases of somebody could get stung, somebody could get bitten, but it's not life-threatening, it's annoying, and it could cause major pain and these type of things. So Lemaisa, the Mechaber did tell us, the Shulchan Aruch did tell us that if somebody captures it for refuah to use this creature, this insect, this animal, whatever, that you can't do. But if it's just too that it shouldn't bite, so then we said that was okay, as far as capturing it. So the Mishnah Berurah told us that even in an instance that the Mishnah Berurah explained to us that it's not going to kill the person, but even if it's just staying in its place, it was also leilach lahargan, right? So you can't kill it. Fine. So then he said, but in such a case like that, even though it's just standing in its place and it's the type of a creature that could hurt somebody, you know, so then he said that will be okay as far as capturing it. He said, well, some of the ways to tie it, okay, but the way that we know to put a shakuif alim kli, to take a cup, let's say, for example, or a kli, or a big utensil, or something, and cover up this thing, let's say in a case of a bee, for example, right? Just let's talk about a bee. Many times bees are flying around in a sukkah or so on, so you take a, let's say in case whereby you'll take a cup, you'll take maybe a plate or whatever, and flip it upside down. And not to kill the bee, but you'll capture it. So why is this okay? So the Mishnah Berurah said, because of the fact that it's a malach shein tzrich legufa. And the ha'enai tzarech lutz, why is a malach shein tzrich legufa? Be capturing the bee. What do you mean? But because of the fact that, whether it's mina nitzit, not mina nitzit, that's not the point right now so much, but the fact that you're doing it to get rid of it, right? So we spoke about you're doing it to get rid of the bee. I'm not doing it to take the bee to me. I'm doing it to get rid of the bee, so it's a malach shein tzrich legufa. And according to the Rambam, this wouldn't even be malach at all. Okay. But be it as it may, why I want to get rid of it. I don't want it to bite me. I don't want it to sting me. So now, the Mishnah Berurah just said that because of v'hacha mishum hezeika, because of the fact that it's caused harm, also ised rabbanan leka. There's no ised rabbanan in this case. One will be allowed to capture it, like, for example, in the case of a bee and so on, and whereby it could sting or something else that could hurt a person. Again, not life-threatening. Life-threatening, you could kill it, that's not a question. So I just want to read from, in conjunction with that, again, trying to work on the question of, am I allowed to capture a bee when it's flying around and it's, it could sting somebody. Let's say, like a case of the sukkah or whatever. That's lav dafka sukkah. It's not only in the halachas of sukkahs. It could be people sitting around, the bees bothering, it's flying and it keeps on, it could sting somebody. So in the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, he says like this. Obviously, one must do on page 343. Of course, we always try and mention the page. Also, page 343, Learning Shabbos in three minutes. Obviously, one must do anything to save a Jewish life. One is required to kill an animal that presents threat to a Jewish life. Obviously, a threat to a life of a Jew, a life-threatening animal or insect. If that's the case, of course, you're allowed to kill it. Now, then he goes on to explain, trapping to avoid harm. Let's say a case of like we're talking about, right? This bee could sting somebody. Trapping to avoid harm. One may also, again in conjunction with the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch and so on, one may also trap an animal, trap an animal to prevent harm. This applies even if it is not lethal. So he just explains, like this, if a snake is likely to bite, even if it's not venomous, right? Again, it's not poison, whatever, one may trap it. The snake is gonna, could hurt somebody. One may not kill it unless it could pose danger to a life, because killing it is running into a problem of a dioraisa. Or it's not capable of the, of trapping it, which we'll talk about how that works. Right now, in general, we don't have issues of snake. We're trying to stick to the things that we do have, like a, like we said, a bee, a wasp, and these type of things. So he says, from there, in conjunction with the Shulchan Aruch, if a scorpion, spider, or wasp is lurking and may hurt somebody, these, I guess, a spider, I'm not so familiar, but if it could also bite or sting or whatever, a wasp for sure, bee for sure, may hurt somebody, one may trap it by putting a vessel on top of it, like we saw it from the Mishnah Berurah. Now, he continues to say, obviously, if one suspects that it's not certain, if the animal in question or the creature in question is life-threatening, then they could also do anything necessary to stop it. If it's because we're not only by pekuach nefesh, if something is life-threatening, but even sofik pekuach nefesh. If it's a question, if it's life-threatening, also we mentioned many, many times, one is allowed, it's all hands on deck. Okay, so lemaisa, just to read one more from the Sefer Shabbos Home, also on page 349. So he says in Sefer Shabbos Home, if a person is afraid, that a stinging insect, in other words, where they're going to inflict severe pain, if a person's afraid that a stinging insect, such as a bee, or a wasp, or a hornet, right, will sting them, or someone else, then they are permitted to trap it on Shabbos. Again, not to kill it, but to trap it on Shabbos, since the bites of these insects can cause severe pain. I do want to stress, if somebody's allergic to bees, there are certain people that they know that they're allergic to some of these insects, like bees and so on, and it could be dangerous if they're bitten, so of course then you're allowed to kill it. Back to the same thing. If it's life-threatening, you could kill it. Not a problem. We're talking about cases they'll sting, and it's gonna cause a lot of pain, it'll be extremely, extremely painful for the person. Okay, he brings this also from the Shmir Shabbos. The Sefer Kitzah Hilchas Shabbos and so on. Okay, but then he just finishes off. He says, however, the trapping should be done with a device that is specifically made for that. However, the trapping should not be done with a device that is specifically made for that purpose. In other words, you're not supposed to be using traps on Shabbos in general. We spoke about putting up fly paper, mouse traps. These things you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to put out a trap on Shabbos. Midrabban, who are afraid the animal or insect or whatever it is might run in. Rather, so how could I trap the bee, the wasp, or whatever? Rather, it should be done with a makeshift way, such as placing a cup over the insect, right? You place a cup, you place possibly a larger plate or something, a utensil that's over the insect, and you trap it, and that's all. And then you trap it, and if you're able to get rid of it. I mean, if a person has a way to get rid of it, to shoo it out somehow, and they know that it'll work, so then that's what one should do. But if you can't do that, so then you would be able to, in these cases of a bee, a wasp, hornet, these type of things, and knowing that there's no life-threatening situations, it's just a question they might sting and they're flying around, they're bothering everybody, one would be allowed to trap it in those instances. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tov.